This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. The Illinois State Fair is taking place this week in Springfield. And for those of us in the media, at least those of us who spent most of our careers covering state government, the centerpiece of the state fair is not farm animals or carnival rides. It's not concerts or corn dogs. No, the center of the state fair are the big political events. Governor's Day for the party in power, which are Democrats at present, and Republican Day the day after that. There are at least 23 separate fundraising and speaking events in the next 3 days, as cataloged by the Capital Facts blogger Rich Miller. They range from the big gathering of Democrats in the parking lot of the Crown Plaza Hotel in Springfield to a reception at the Lake Springfield home of the new Illinois Republican Party chairman. Joining us to talk about all this is NPR Illinois State House editor Hannah Meisel. Hannah, welcome back to the 21st.
Brian, thanks for having me.
And you are joining us, I understand, from the fairgrounds. So on the ground report today. Listeners, if you want to join our conversation, you have a question or comment about state politics as we turn to domestic concerns for the remainder of our show today. The number is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. So, Hannah, let's begin with Democratic events. What do they have planned this year?
That's right. Just like usual for the last at least several years since I've been covering it, Democrats have this big breakfast organized in Springfield at that Crown Plaza Hotel, and it's organized by the Democratic County Chairs Association, and it's usually massive. You know, imagine like four large weddings all stuck together in this big conference room, but at the last minute last week, it was moved outside to the parking lot due to the rise of the Delta variant and COVID concerns. But then, you know, that's a marquee event, a ton of speakers, always a key guest speaker. This year it is John Ossoff, one of the two Democrats who won those runoff elections in Georgia for the U.S. Senate in early January. And, you know, it's a big get for Democrats who, you know, they're obviously, they've been in power in Illinois for a long time, and they want to stay in power, and that's kind of a, you know, a guess that would get the blood pumping and say, you know, everyone be on board for Democrats.
Yeah, I've covered a few of these things in years past. Some of the past guests that I've seen include House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who I guess was maybe minority leader at the time. I can't remember if she was speaker at the time or not, as well as it was supposed to be then former Vice President Joe Biden, and he couldn't make it at the last minute. So they got this unknown guy named Pete Buttigieg, who listeners might have heard of, who later became famous, obviously, as a presidential candidate and now Secretary of Transportation. So Hannah, it strikes me that the Democrats' message, at least from Governor Pritzker, is that COVID is something to take seriously and people maybe should be thinking twice about large gatherings. Can you talk about the governor and this big major event?
Yeah, I mean, he's been toying the line, especially because he is the one who's decided he wants to take all the arrows, especially recently when he reinstated a mask mandate for schools for this upcoming school year that, you know, in many areas of the state may have already started. You know, he's framed his whole reelection campaign, which he announced about a month ago, about, you know, around his handling of COVID and, you know, responsibility and leadership. So he does toe that line. And he was, you know, he said, I believe it was last week or the week before, that he would not attend the indoor breakfast, but still hold his usual outdoor rally on the director's lawn at the state fairgrounds. And so, yeah, he does toe this line, and he is still not coming despite it being moved outside because he says he made plans with his family that day. I guess when you have a private jet you have access to, you can do that sort of thing.
Yeah, plans with his family in Chicago. So the governor is not going to be there this morning, or tomorrow morning, I should say, Wednesday morning, at the Crown Plaza for the big Democratic fundraising breakfast featuring Senator John Ossoff of Georgia, but he will be at the regular rally on the fairgrounds. You know, there's more COVID news related to Illinois Democrats, and that's that the Illinois Senate president, I guess, announced he has a mild infection. Can you talk about that?
That's right. Senate President Don Harmon, a Democrat from Oak Park, he announced yesterday through his official press spokesperson that he does have a mild case of COVID. And, you know, but he says, because I'm vaccinated, it's the only mild case, and he's grateful to have been vaccinated. He obviously, as a party leader, you know, not being able to make the fair, and also his band is playing. That's kind of a fun thing that he and a couple lawmakers, former lawmakers, do, bipartisan thing. But, you know, that's interesting too. To, you know, COVID is not behind us, and you know, it's very real, and that'll be a very real reminder that even when you're vaccinated, you know, it can still hit you.
Yeah, no, that is a good reminder. And yeah, you mentioned the Senate President's ban. This is the boat drink caucus, it's called, right? I guess people can
right.
think of this as kind of like a Jimmy Buffett themed or cover band or something like that, I guess.
Yeah, 100% Jimmy Buffett. Yeah. It's a good time to see them.
And it's bipartisan, I understand.
It's bipartisan, heck yeah.
Yeah, okay. So while we're sticking with Democrats before we move on to the Republicans, I understand this afternoon Senators Durbin and Duckworth are going to be at the Illinois Department of Transportation headquarters in Springfield with Senator Ossoff of Georgia. What are they talking about there?
Right. As you know, listeners will remember, last week the U.S. Senate passed this major infrastructure plan on a federal level. In a bipartisan manner, the first time that such a huge plan has passed in, you know, very many years, and certainly a point of pride for a lot of people at talking point. But this also passed with the knowledge that when it goes over to the House, Democrats there, especially progressives, wanted a lot more. And so they're going to try through this reconciliation process to do this human infrastructure plan that's a lot more money and that Republicans certainly are not on board with. So it's a very delicate balance. We'll see what happens. But yeah, out at the Illinois Department of Transportation, they'll be talking about that. And of course, in Illinois, we had 2 years ago our own large $45 billion infrastructure plan that was passed. And I'm sure that they'll tie those two together and talk about how, you know, infrastructure means jobs, and Democrats, you know, brought this home, or at least on the state level, and Democrats who are in charge in Washington right now, although by a much thinner margin than Illinois, trying to bring it home on that federal level.
Yeah, one of the podcasts I listened to was featuring some former political operatives. One of them said that, you know, something every politician loves is a giant pair of scissors, regardless of party, so they can cut ribbons across their district or state.
That is true.
Yeah. All right. Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with NPR Illinois State House editor Hannah Meisel. Her stories are carried on public radio stations across Illinois. She covers state government and politics for public radio listeners in Illinois. When we're talking about the big political events, some of the biggest political events of the entire year happened during the Illinois State Fair, which is taking place now in Springfield, despite, as we've been mentioning, COVID numbers going really in the wrong direction in much of Illinois, including in Sangamon County, where the State Fair is based. But people are not apparently being deterred. So, Hannah, let's move across the aisle now. What do Republicans have planned for their events this year?
Sure. Republicans, like they always do, they have a breakfast downtown at the former Wyndham, now Hilton Hotel, and their county chairs will hear from, you know, a bunch of candidates. There's always, you know, speeches, and it's really a gathering, just like Democrats, of the party faithful, and it's because it's I misspoke earlier. The county chairs is on the Democratic side. The state central committee is the Republican breakfast. And it's those who are the most engaged with the party and party politics in Illinois. And so that's always the morning, and then the afternoon, just like Democrats, they have a big lunch and speech event out on the director's lawn at the state fairground.
Yeah. And as long as we're correcting things, I think you said the former Wyndham. It's actually the Wyndham, the former Hilton, unless it's changed back again. I've lost track of all the hotels in downtown Springfield over the years. But That's not important right now. You know, we mentioned some of the marquee guests on the Democratic side. I know Republicans in the past, I think Steve Scalise, a state representative, sort of one of the leaders of the House Republicans in Washington, D.C. He was also sort of famously survived that shooting on the baseball field where Rodney Davis, congressman from Central Illinois, was also practicing. He was at the fair. Do they have any sort of marquee guests planned this year?
You know, they don't. It's party leaders, and then it is Congress folks from downstate Illinois, and it'll be very interesting. You know, Mary Miller, who is this freshman firebrand conservative from southeastern Illinois, you know, she's going to be on the docket. What I think is interesting, she's the only woman this year on that speech docket. But she, like I said, firebrand, as folks might remember, back in January, she was caught on tape at a rally the day prior to the January 6th insurrection, saying that Hitler was right. We have to capture the hearts and minds of the youth. And obviously major backlash there. And so it'll be really interesting to see how Republicans toe the line between, you know, throwing that red meat to that base of the party and then, well, you know, the people who have traditionally been in charge of the Illinois Republican Party who are moderates. But we've seen in recent years the moderates kind of lose a lot of ground, especially as they lose the suburbs to Democrats. And so what you have left is folks downstate, and, you know, they have trended towards being more hardcore Republican in the last several years, and especially during the Trump years. And we'll see how many times Trump gets invoked at the events on Thursday. That'll, you know, it's, again, just like Democrats have to toe a certain kind of line between the most progressive wing in their party and moderates, Republicans have to toe that same line. And, you know, loyalty to Trump, but also they want to keep the folks who are not so sold on the so-called big lie that Trump won the election, which is, of course, false.
Yeah.
But it's a hard balancing act.
Yeah. So just about a minute remaining. I do want to ask, I mean, the state fair is a lot of fun to go to, but I got to say, I'm just going to put this out there. I am not going this year because of COVID concerns. I still have two young people in my household who are not eligible yet for vaccination. I don't want to bring anything home to them. I should add also, fairgoers can get COVID tests for free there. I understand they can also get, there are tents where you can get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. What are you seeing in terms of COVID and precautions? Do you feel safe out there?
Yeah, I saw the tents as I walked in, vaccine tested. As I walked in, I was offered a face mask. I, of course, brought my own. I do feel personally safe. I plan to obviously follow the rules to wear masks indoors, but I feel safe being outdoors and, you know, hoping for the best.
All right. Well, Hannah Meisel, I want to thank you for doing your duty and providing coverage of these things on behalf of public radio listeners across Illinois. And thanks for joining us again today on the 21st.
You bet, Mackie. Thank you.
All right. And Hannah Meisel, as I said, is the State House editor for public radio listeners across Illinois, based at station NPR Illinois in Springfield. And that is all the time we have for the show today. Before we go, I do want to make a pitch for joining our texting group. You heard some interesting comments from listeners about Afghanistan in our first segment today. We do that all the time. We ask questions. We read your comments on air. You can join by sending the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Again, send the word TALK to 217-803-0730. You can also find that information as well as every other way to connect with us on social media and elsewhere at our website, 21stshow.org. And while you're there, you can find a link to sign up for our podcast. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Just search for The 21st. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Our interns are Zainab Qureshi and Briel Skullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. Stay safe out there. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.